A thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice Broadcast. It is Sunday, June 16th, in the year of the Lord, 2019. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joseph Grennan, we have the same name, last name.
Father and son.
That's it. We've been here a while on number 144 now, Joe. Wow, we're coming up on 3 years.
I know.
Wow, how many is that going to be?
Flown.
156, right, will be 3 years. I mean, 3 years of broadcast, if you count 52 weeks, 156, yeah, right? Yeah. So, wow, it's getting there, almost 3 years, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if we'd make it a year. We'd run out of material.
I know.
I got four
we didn't
more.
Know what we were going to talk about.
I know. I got four more newsletters, four more broadcasts coming up I'm working on. And, wow, it's just really cool. Yeah, keeps going. Well, I'll tell you this. We haven't been live for about 4 weeks, if you haven't noticed. Not because we're lazy or on the beach. We are on the beach, but we were gone. We are not going to even tell you where we were because we don't want to give the heads up to these Jezebels out there and these evil players. So we'll tell you one day what we did.
You'll see it.
Oh, you'll see it. Yeah, exactly. But we're back. We're back. We're back. Right? That's us. This week we're going to talk about, which is you're going to enjoy this interview we did with Dr. Leonard Horowitz discussing Department of Justice corruption. And boy, is he experiencing it firsthand. Mm-hmm. Never mind what happened to Daniel Smith and other things we've dealt with. Media corruption also, which we will get into that in this broadcast, what's happened since we were gone. In fact, while we were gone, all this what do they call SHTF? Shit hits the fan. That's one of the. And he's going to talk about the attack of natural cures worldwide. Really, we're both talking about it, but you'll hear him. Very smart guy. I always say that he's one of my heroes, and I don't have very many heroes. So, good guy. He's a fighter. He's been a fighter for a long time, and I mean, he stood up against Gallo, against HIV, called him on the carpet. And wrote 20 books, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He's written 20 books. Covered a lot of topics. We'll have him on in a few weeks about the HIV and the Ebola. Got a call today from someone who wants me to get on the air about Ebola this Friday, which is 2 days.
Radio?
Wow. Huh?
Radio?
A couple days, yeah. No, TV.
Yeah.
About, because we've cured Ebola. And it's a patented thing. That's what's funny. Patented, believe the U.S. government patented it. We'll find out before the broadcast. And last week, we covered the crimes against humanity from the governments of the world, part three. Okay? First one was part one, part two, and this is part three. First week, we talked about what the Red Cross has done, crimes against humanity, basically allowing a genocide, not doing anything about it. And last week, we covered 9/11 and some other things. And I really encourage you, watch the broadcast and always read the newsletter. Because like today, we're not going to cover this whole newsletter, Joe. We got an hour interview with Dr. Len.
Mm-hmm.
So
sign up for the newsletter,
yeah,
and get them and read them.
Get them and get the newsletter. It's at mmsnews.org. You can sign up there or Genesis 2 Church.
mmsnews.is.
Huh?
mmsnews.is.
It's both. It's both.
And also the Genesis2Church.is is where you can find the, or sign up.
For, yeah, right up at the top, you can sign up for the newsletter. Because I talked to a few people this week. In fact, I was on a radio broadcast. So you get the newsletter? Well, I used to. Well, we're getting blocked. We're getting blocked now from a McAfee virus protection, and the excuse is consumer protection. who protected you from us. So I want to try to find out if we knew some people that might know him personally. Maybe he could get in there. Or maybe it's just some people say it's artificial intelligence or some algorithm that's just taking us out because of what we talk about. I don't know. Next week, I'm going to talk about who's behind the malaria vaccine and what's in it. It's a scary thing they're doing. Right now, 350,000 kids from 6 months to 2 years old only are getting vaccinated.
Malaria vaccine.
It's a big scam, folks. We cure it 100% of the time. It's a scam. And GlaxoSmithKline are the ones that put it out. We'll get into that next week. I want to say that I was on a radio broadcast in Woodstock, New York this week, and we're going to go do a TV program with them soon. But it was good to talk to the people up there. It's the local channel, right, in Woodstock, where the, you know, Woodstock was. And I told him we're going to be in upstate New York August 17th and 18th. He says, we're coming, him and his wife. So that'll be in 17th and 18th. And this is in the newsletter, folks. That's why you need to keep up with it. You got to go to support at genesis2church.is, and they'll tell you where to go, how to sign up and everything. Looks like it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be bigger than the one in Washington. We got the G2 Church documentary, www.quantumleap.is, now in German. Mm-hmm. When you go there, there's like 10 languages now. Hit CC, pick the language you want, subtitled, obviously. I don't start speaking German. Because you click the German, and it'll start speaking German. That'd be cool one day if they could do that. Just your mouth's going, and German's coming out. So we have that there. Also, you can go and see that. I put up a video because we did a broadcast, what, about 6 weeks ago, Joe, about the vaccine protocol, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just put it into a little clip where there's a way to neutralize a vaccine, folks, before it becomes an injury. And note, by not ever taking a vaccine, you are keeping these toxins out of your body. So I'm not advocating take a vaccine ever. But I'll tell you a situation that happened, and we really talk about it in the video. But my daughter-in-law couldn't get her American citizenship or even a visa, green card, without getting four vaccines. In San Domingo, Dominican Republic, they gave her the day to come. She had to get it before they would even interview her, Joe. That's sick. So she knew what day she was going to get it. So the week before, she did a protocol. The day of it, she did the patch. And that's kind of like the time I invented the patch was for that, to neutralize things. And she did the patch right away. You do the patch right away in the car. And then you continue protocol for another week. Didn't even turn red, okay? So we completely neutralize that before it becomes an injury. And four in one day, that's sick. So I'm completely against vaccines ever. But if someone got stuck like her, that's a way you can do it, okay? Just so you know. Here's some testimonies. Out of joy with my encounter with MMS, I want to share my testimony. I like that. I like, we're getting 10 to 15 a week, folks, every week. It's results of a scientific study with standardized protocols, and we're getting standardized results from all different kinds, well, all the illnesses of the body. I call it one disease. Okay? Here's the first. With MMS, my family has no more skin rashes. I just need 10 drops of MMS and 10 DMSO, and the healing starts just immediate. Two, I did 3 drops of MMS for 4 years to cure myself of malaria. 4 hours, excuse me. I said 4 years. That's cool. My family, especially my wife, is feeling strong and looking more healthy than ever. I thank God for letting me meet Nana. Oh, this is from Ghana. After the first douche, there was a pregnancy. Nana, MMS baby, is growing strong. God richly bless you. Is that cool?
That's awesome.
No, I think Nana is from... I think Nana is Chief. I think that's his name, but I might be mixed up with their African name. It's either, or it's Cameroon. But I think that's Chief.
I think it's Chief.
Yeah, I think it is. Sorry, Chief, listen. got a lot of names, remember. And you Africans have these, like, all these tribal names and all this other stuff. It's crazy. Here's the second one. Jordan, good morning. This is Vicky. I have a question from Indiana. I have a question on my doing a protocol. Now I'm doing the maintenance. Last November, they said my cholesterol was 225 LD, L153. Now it's 275 and my LD is 186. So it's now higher. I have two heart attacks. I have had two heart attacks, one up and out of surgery. I did get off the medicines, and they were having me take before I started the MS. I did not like the side effects. I could see that hurting my liver. Ended up with liver spots, some on my face and my arms. When I started doing MS, my liver spots are lightening up. I also did the liver cleanse. Now they want to put me on this level 2 milligrams. I looked it up. Side effects are, she gave a list of all these problems. So, when I read on, I keep doing the protocol MMS. Do not think my cholesterol will be better. I only do the MMS for a short time, for about 10 weeks. And we told her that it's all a scam about the cholesterol. Don't even pay attention to it. And it's just a scam. But she's still kind of trusting it. But look how she's feeling better. My whole family has problems with cholesterol and heart problems and diabetes. I'm sure looking for a help with them. Also looking forward to your reply of this love. What you do, I love what you do, you two are doing out there to keep up the good work. Thank you for helping me. See you in Eden. Good, we can explain to her. P.S. I did want to tell you that since I've been on MS, I am more active. I used to have a white tongue that's gone away. My hair isn't as gray. I have liver spots have lightened up on my skin. My skin is softer. No longer have dry skin. There's some of the pluses. Also used to have terrible ridges on my thumbs. Now my thumbnails look great. The symptom I noticed the most was my right arm hurt so bad that I'd wake up at night that this is when I found you. I couldn't raise my arm up to get a coat sleeve on. Now I can go out and toss the ball around my grandkids. I did the DMSO on this 3 times mixed with aloe and vitamin E. Doctor said the only way to fix it is to have surgery. I'm sure that other things have been even begin to notice yet. Thank you so very much for spreading the word, Vicky. Good, Vicky. And don't worry about your cholesterol, okay? That's just a scam. Your cholesterol is made in your liver, and the LD1 and the HDL and the LDL, it's one going there to the problem, fixing it, and coming back to be recycled. It's a joke. It's a scam. Cholesterol is a lie. And I mean, it exists, but this cholesterol, your high cholesterol is going to hurt. No. There's different times, different things are doing in your body. More is released to fix things. So don't put up with that. In fact, watch a whole broadcast we did about the cholesterol hoax. Here's another one, G2 Seminar in Ghana. Join the health revolution. And we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 people. Ghana, where they're vaccinating kids from malaria. They're going around, they got in their cars, the G2 church, going around helping a lot of people. Got some good testimonies coming in. Malaria is being cured first day. Okay? So this is a big scam making a vaccine, and this is why the same people, I'll tell you this, are attacking us in the newspaper that are on the board of directors on GlaxoSmithKline for the malaria vaccine. Is that a coincidence, Joe? It's like the coincidence in the DR. 3 people die in a hotel after drinking the liquor. Six. That's just a coincidence.
I think it's 6 people.
Yeah, in a year, but I mean just in a month. And this is the coincidence, the spokesman of the Dominican Republic. Listen, I lived there 20 years. We know they're very capable of putting poison in bottles and putting crap in there just to fill it up, Joe. You know, you get dirty water from the sewerage or something. I've seen many things happen that were crazy in Dominican Republic. I still love the place, okay? A lot of fond memories there.
Beautiful country, but
Joe grew up there. So we're not saying don't go there. We're just saying be careful. But if they had MMS, it would have neutralized the poison, Joe. Mm-hmm. I had food poisoning, neutralized it. I got poisoned in a restaurant trying to kill me in Mexico. It neutralized it. Carry your travel kit. And that's a little plug for the travel kit that's out now. They get the travel kit. Carry it wherever you go. We carried a travel kit with us when we traveled recently. Here's another one. Eczema cleared. Eczema. I plan to use MS for myself, my entire family, but I wanted to report the first healing we have had. My 10-year-old daughter had eczema on her inner arm bend by the elbow. I sprayed MMS-1 on it, 10 drops and 1 ounce of water, and 24 hours later, it was totally cleared. She said it stung slightly when I first sprayed it, but nothing she could not handle. This was faster than I could have ever imagined. Skin problems? Great. In fact, the baths. The MMS-2 spray bottle is even better than the MMS-1 spray bottle, and the MMS-2 baths are fantastic for whatever, a lot of problems, but whatever skin problems you have. Here's another one. Hello, Mark. The woman I was taking MMS informed me that she's cured from diabetes type 2 and colitis. Post the testimony. Okay, here's another one. Oh, I'm deeply sorry to hear this. I'm becoming more and more distant from social media. On the ground, I told her that we've been being attacked. Okay? On the grounds of dictatorship and censorship is dictatorship. Huh? Hope you can start a new channel up. Maybe get Joe to set it up. Call it G2s or FUFB. Thanks for getting back to me. The medical baths at 100 activated drops have been doing a great job in clearing up the MRSA outbreak. Imagine looking at someone with chickenpox but being MRSA. Wow. All over a body, Joe. I've never seen that.
We had it in certain spots.
Yeah, like but never. Oh, wow. That's how I looked. And now, well, guys, I'll get some pictures sent over, but on just one daily bath. Now I'm on 2 and 3 daily baths. Plus, Mark and Joe, my breathing is getting better. My daily teeth brushing with MMS is healing all the extraction zones, and the gum infection is now subsiding. My nose is less congested with MRSA to heal the body for 25 years of mercury poisoning, plus clearing up the overgrowth of candida. I no longer crave sugary foods, but still I love my rhubarb pies. I love rhubarb pies. But organic everything. It's my treat. Plus, being a chef, it's bloody hard trying not to cook foods you like to eat while feeling crappy sick. I'm bad, but getting better. Just wanted to say a big thank you for being you. Thank you, humbled and grateful. Blessings and best wishes. I don't even know the name.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here's another one. Excellent. Good. It was easy to use as instructions were made using videos. We got all the videos up there, folks, on how to take this stuff. On genesis2church.is, we have it on BitChute, G2 Church. We have it on Vimeo. We have it a couple places. Thanks be to God for MMS. I used 6 activated drops morning and night for 3 days to heal a terrible flu and infections. Could have spent much more on antibiotics. So that one. Incurable arthritis. I cured my arthritis in my hand in a few weeks with G2 sacraments. I told a friend with incurable arthritis in his backbone, and after 2 months, it is gone. Joe. Now, that's the guy I did an interview. Mm-hmm. We have that up now?
That is up on BitChute MMS Testimonials.
Yeah, right. So you can go there and read it. I think it was called something Joe. Jungle Joe? Happy Jack. No, that's Jack. No, it's another guy.
It was incurable arthritis.
Yeah, but his friend said, wow, you got that gone. He goes, the doctor says mine's incurable. I got to take steroids the rest of my life and pain pills, and it's in my backbone. And in fact, I put 2 months, but I think it was 6 weeks. Hello, Mark. I'm a longtime user of MMS and have friends who have had miracle cures. One, a flesh-eating staph infection, gone in 3 days, and one, an AIDS patient whose viral count went to zero and was pronounced undetectable after 2.5 weeks of MMS. We've seen that a lot. So, and then some maybe before they get undetectable, maybe 6 months. But if they keep it up, boy, that's nothing. The information getting out about health that we're doing is being suppressed by fake media worldwide, okay? They're really attacking us, hitting us. And we're telling people, we now have an alternative place, another one, telegram.org. We have a G2 Voice Telegram channel and a G2 Church Telegram channel. On the G2 Voice Telegram channel, I put up, these are in the newsletters, you can click on them. I put up the G2 voice every week, okay? And we're just trying to get some people. But you can have up to 200,000 members on this. Mm-hmm. So Fakebook kicks us out, or we just get rid of it out of our life. We could go to There, MeWe, Brighteon, BitChute, Vimeo, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're looking at a couple others, Telegram, obviously. So what we've tried to do, we put broadcast now, because YouTube threw us off, right? Now it's on G2Voice.is, Brighteon.com, under G2 Church, MeWe, under Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, BitChute, under G2 Church, G2 Voice Telegram channel, and Before It's News, okay? Under Health, you can go there. We got G2 Sacramento Protocol videos, basically in three places now. These are in the newsletters. Just go there and look them, watch them, copy them, download them. MMS video testimonies are on mmstestimonials.co. It's our website. You can click on videos. You can see videos and written ones. And BitChute under MMS Testimonials. They're all there now, right? Think you got them all almost?
All 200, yeah, so 200 plus.
We just had a couple new ones.
Yeah, I got the new ones in there.
To stay healthy, we're telling you, folks, the first thing you should do is watch the Quantum Leap .ISA film. That'll get you kind of an overview of what we're doing, and you'll get to see even how we use it, and it's helped a lot of people. Next thing you do is get this partial free book. I put 70 pages free in my book to say, listen, read this, and at the end of it, the free ebook, if you want to purchase it, it's right there. If you don't. I mean, I don't want anybody purchasing my book that doesn't want it. And I'll tell you, though, I've had no bad reviews, okay, with this book. And everybody says it's wonderful because it's just a compilation of what we've been doing, folks, and what we've seen and what I believe disease is, why it's being caused, how to reverse it, and good book. Not because I wrote it, because I compiled it, and it's true facts. And 100% of the money goes to the church so we can help some others. So if you want to listen to G2 Voice, you go to g2voice.is. That's live every week. It does go on G2 Voice Facebook, mm-hmm. Fakebook, live also. Brighteon, BitChute, and MeWe, and Telegram, those come up a couple days later, okay? Mm-hmm. Get the online course, I tell you, and you'll be able to have 50 videos of videos that you can review all the time on all the different protocols. They're not all found on the internet, but about 10 of the main ones where everybody starts and can cure everything you basically have are right there. Stock up on protocol products. Now they're offering Belk at new G2Sacraments.org. I've got a lot of people tell me I bought 10 kits in case you guys get shut down or whatever, because they're shutting us down in many facets all the time. And they got this new travel kit now. Same place. A new G2Sacraments.org. But all this is in the newsletter. Go there and get your travel kit. I'm going to have, we're going to show you the video in a few moments of Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Great guy. Like I said, we're going to have him on again. He put our videos, a couple of videos of ours up on his sites. But let me just say this before I get into what he's saying. Bayer, Merck, and Monsanto are being sued on multiple fronts, with billions be awarded to the victims from the physical damages they received. Okay? Now, we're talking two medical companies, chemical companies, and they're all chemical companies, really, all of them, even Monsanto. Bayer just got nailed. 40% of their stocks went down by 40%. Mm-hmm. After they bought Monsanto, then they were sued $2 billion. Now there's all kinds of them going in now. Class actions, get them all. Shut down all the pharmaceuticals. None of them are good to the Tylenol. Everything's bad. 100,000 people die from Tylenol. You never hear about it. Ask yourself why these companies have to pay. The proof is they're selling poisons that the FDA approved. Oh, I want to see FDA approval. I don't. You don't understand what they do. They're just a bunch of whores. They're a whore agency, a prostitution agency of the pharmaceuticals, and they'll prove anybody because they get paid to do it. That's why I call them a prostitute. CDC, too. EPA, too. Department of Justice, too. And most of the senators and congressmen. They're all prostitutes. They're all for pay. Pay for play. FDA, CDC, EPA, as well as the DOJ, they're all guilty for their roles in allowing, enabling these evil companies to go unchecked. The world is watching, and the judgment of God is coming. Now ask yourself, why the mainstream media are attacking the Genesis 2 Church and MMS discovered by Jim Humble? Why? Why did they take Jim Humble's book off of Amazon? Huh? Because these guys are being told and heavily invested in the pharmaceutical companies. We don't want these people curing malaria, cancer, AIDS, autism. Excuse me. We don't want that. Why won't they interview us on live TV to end the debate once and for all? I'll interview top scientists. Not a problem, folks. We have all the evidence, the patents, the studies. We have, it's a joke. They would never do it. They'd look like idiots. And these cocky scientists that think they're so smart wouldn't put up with it. But I challenge any chemist, microbiologist, scientist, doctor, open a debate of the efficacy and safety of chlorine dioxide among humans and animals. That big word, efficacy, just means its ability to work.
Efficiency.
They won't do it. They're scared, man, of the truth. The Bible says the truth will make you free. They don't want you free. They want you enslaved to their medications the rest of your life. So again, I put up the response of the Guardian, Deceptive News, about the article, because it came up again. We were gone, and boy, they threw it up again. They made another one. They put three guys in jail in Uganda, three of our guys down there, and made it a big, starting to go through, just going through Uganda, taking people's MMS.
And vaccinating.
They're not vaccinating for malaria there, though, yet. It's Ghana and Malawi. That's the test places. But Uganda will be soon thereafter, I'm sure, unless we can stop it. I hope it. Mick, coming after you, Mick. Glaxo, Smith and Klein, three evil names. So listen what Dr. Leonard Horowitz said. And he did a movie that you want to see, a documentary, Unvaxxed. You got the vaxxed, right? And they did some good things there. I'm not saying it's all bad, but he once showed, listen, folks, they're still telling you to take vaccines. This ain't right. So he did something called Unvaxxed and won an award, him and his partner, Sherry, good people. Then I put it up again. I wanted you to see my rebuttal to the Guardian newspaper article because it's the same shit in these other articles. Okay? I wrote Drudge Report, asked them to publish it. They never did. Guardian, not even a response. Because I just went point by point and made them look like idiots. Not because I'm so smart. The evidence and the facts are there. They're just Picklehead. What was his name? Picklehead Ed? And the Jezebel that tries to call up one of these idiotic guys, calls himself a pastor, going around. She goes, I'm a rich person, and I want to help you down there with your orphanage and help. And he guess this guy's into money. Really? I'll tell you everything. He's from New Jersey, so he doesn't speak like that.
Yeah.
And he went off and said, we're doing this and we're doing that. And good, they are doing that. But you don't tell Jezebel, hey, Jezebel, they thrown you off a balcony yet? They will. And I'm talking about the people you think are your buddies. They're going to throw you off. Just like Jezebel was thrown off by her servants. Thought, she owned them. As soon as they had a chance, they threw her out the one. And the dogs ate her. Only her hands, feet, and head were left. They said the nastiest things she's done and gone and thought. Why not eat that? So, Jezebel, be careful. You're knocking on the door of justice and truth, and God's not going to put up with your shit, you possessed little girl, you. I pray for your soul. I do. And your kids, you need to get your kids away from you. You're a sick puppy. And I pray that you open your eyes and know the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's some of these titles. They're published about recently. Bleach Church. MMS, the Miracle Cure. U.S. Pastor runs network giving 50,000 Ugandans bleached-based miracle cure. And you read the articles. You can look up the articles. In fact, they're in here. I put them in. We don't hide anything. Look at what they're saying. Now, what we're saying, read what they're saying, and you choose. Church uses bleach as miracle. British man arrested in Uganda after promoting MMS bleach as a cure for HIV and malaria. You know, I'm doing an article, in fact, on broadcast in a few weeks. The U.S. government uses industrial bleach to clean water, hospitals, and treat gymnasiums. I put up a bunch of things about it. Because they're doing the same thing we're doing, folks. That's why they won't do an open debate. I could show the U.S. government doing it. FDA approved it. Safe for humans and animals. I could show you studies on people. We're doing the biggest, but we could show you patents for the cure of HIV. It's patented, Joe. Promoters of toxic bleach targeted African communities with their MMS miracle cure using a video the Red Cross disowns. They make it sound like, oh, what are these people doing? Find out. The Red Cross disowned it because when the International Red Cross found out the local Red Cross did it with video, blood test, and we did it again. They're just liars. Church to offer a miracle cure despite FDA warnings against drinking bleach. Okay, and I'll let you watch the articles. I even put some videos that ABC did, 2020, what they did up there in Canada, the Fifth Estate. Folks, we want to show you both sides. You see, we're honest. We want to show you both sides and say, are they lying? Someone's lying here. What are their results? What are our results? What are we doing? Who said it's okay? The people that are saying it doesn't. So they're lying, folks. Tax getting stronger, but they will crumble because of the truth. So, you know, you got mainstream media just lying about us, and they're going to keep lying. And I put a couple rebuttals up even in these videos. Because, you know, people don't read as much as they watch a video. Okay? So I put up a bunch of them about England attacks religious freedom. Bionic woman, she got, I wasn't going to say saved. She was saved health-wise from MMS and a friend of hers with a kid with autism. Then I have a rebuttal to ABC. You can watch them too. And some other cool videos we have. Okay? Then I put in some approved products. They've got Johnson & Johnson and U.S. Army partnering to put a chlorine dioxide mouthwash. Okay? There's a Snoot nasal spray, chlorine dioxide. Clean out your nose. You got Coleman selling water purification, making chlorine dioxide. You purify your water and you drink the water. That's what we do, folks. It's FDA approved. Because they paid. Coleman paid. There's a toothpaste approved, chlorine dioxide. And there's many others. I just put a few there. We have others. I just, for the sake of this newsletter. But let me tell you who's attacking us now. For all you Fox Pharmacy lovers. Fox Pharmacy, yeah. Fox News Group. What do they call that? They're called the News Group? I think it's called News Group, what they own. Anyways, the Murdoch family. Piece of shit family, just like the Bill Gates of hell family, okay? They're both going down. And you better be careful. You can't attack these billionaires. They're worth $80 billion or $100 billion. They own 800 companies and own all these things. They're attacking you. Dear, listen, let me read you a verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. God's got a lawnmower. Take those bastards down. Rupert, I found out about his dad. This was crazy. You can look this up. But I'm wondering if God did this. His dad, Keith, and his dad was to be Rupert Murdoch's grandfather, had a newspaper in Australia, okay? But the son was going to be a preacher. And every time he preached or said anything, he couldn't speak. Couldn't even order coffee. He just... So he went into the newspaper business, his dad, screwed a lot of people, and that's where this guy, Rupert Murdoch, and I'm talking about your dad, piece of shit. You hear me, Rupert? Huh? And your mother, piece of shit. Vaccinating kids? They have a big hospital for kids, and they even set policy for vaccination schedules, and they sit on the friggin' drug pharmaceutical companies that make them. This is a piece of shit company. I mean, family. Okay? Are we afraid of them? What are they going to shoot me? Go to heaven? Ooh. They're really scaring me now, Joe. But people are waking up, and God's getting involved with this health revolution. The Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing is leading the way to expose these evil players. Look at how this evil family went after Dr. Wakefield, and now he is dead a week after the FBI raided his office. His death was ruled a suicide. No one commits suicide by shooting himself in the chest with a shotgun. Andrew Wakefield. I was a respected, excuse me, I said Wakefield. That's not Wakefield that was killed. It was, Joe. It's the wrong, different name.
No, it wasn't Wakefield. It was.
Look it up, if you can find it. But Andrew Wakefield, they went after him. The British research of digestive problems in autistic kids in collaboration with doctors. And he was talking about MMR vaccine, which Merck does. And they're on the boards. Or family members are, and they've been destroyed, the guy. Brian Deere is a reporter who savaged Dr. Wakefield from the pages of the Sunday Times, a paper managed by Rupert Murdoch's son, James. He's a piece of shit, James. James, I hope you're listening, because I'm calling you a piece of shit, and your family, and everything you guys are doing, okay? God's going to shut you bastards down. The paper managed, okay. Who is on the board of GlaxoSmithKline, which makes the MMR. Deere researched his case with the help of Medical Legal Investigations, a private inquiry company whose only source of funding is the Association of British Pharmaceutical Industry. Deere was both the journalist writing on Wakefield and the person who brought a case of fitness to practice medicine to the General Medical Council and then wrote about the proceedings as well. Parents whose children were treated by Wakefield were denied the right to be heard before a real court on claims against the vaccine manufacturers. The high court judge, you pay all those freaking limeys over there, and those sitting in the parliament, and they look like a bunch of, what do you call that? Snowflakes. You know? We cure snowflakeism.
Yeah, they're spotted dicks.
We call them spotted dicks. The high court judge, you piece of shit, denied them. Because if you are...
Bradstreet,
thank you.
Jeff Bradstreet.
He was shot. I put the wrong name in because I was thinking about Bradstreet.
Yeah, he was the one working with the GMAP.
Right.
In Florida.
And he was curing autism with MMS and bringing up something that there's something in the vaccines that is stopping the body from working correctly. I forget the name of it right off here. It'll probably come to me while I'm talking. So they wouldn't even let them... court judge was denied them was Sir Nigel Davis, whose brother is an executive board member of Elsevier, publisher of The Lancet, who removed Wakefield's 1998 paper on the subject, is on the board of GlaxoSmithKline also. They're pieces of shit. We're going to expose you, little piece of shit. I don't like that. You shouldn't say that as a Christian. Okay, I'll call them dung eaters. Huh? With the London Times giving Brian Deere free rein to attack Wakefield, media closed in like shock. Coincidentally, the head of Reuters serves on the board of Merck, and Miriam Stoppard, who writes the Daily Mirror, is married to Sir, what's a bunch of jokes, you people over there, knights and sirs. Give sirs to some homosexual, what was his name? Elton John. Sir Christopher Hogg, who's chairman of GlaxoSmithKline in 2004. Dr. Coomer, the chairman of GMS Fitness, the practice panel who ruled against Rakefield, would not answer questions about his shareholdings in GlaxoSmithKline. It's going to call it GSK. Instead, there was no such thing as vaccine damage, and any parents who claim their children would suffer such thing be treated with scorn and contempt. Well, I wrote a 250-year, well, covered in my book, timeline, where they knew about these vaccine injuries back in the 1700s. Liars. And it was in England, too. You're going down, England. Your whole government. You're going to be changed. Get rid of you people. Wakefield lost his license to practice and left the UK. What had he done that Murdoch's machine went into action? Creating fictions about him, getting his work pulled from the Lancet, getting him brought before the GMC to ultimately lose his license? What did he do? Wakefield suggested that until further studies, the measles vaccine should be given as a separate vaccine rather than combination as the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. He did not suggest that children not take a measles vaccine, only that they be cautioned until the MMR was investigated further. This reasonable suggestion was met immediately by the single measles vaccine being taken off the market. So they took it off and said, we can't do that. And he wasn't even like us. We say, no vaccines ever. They're all poison. Wakefield's work with Professor Walker Smith and Professor Simon Murch had touched the nerve. The pharmaceutical industry, an industry that makes six times more than any industry on Wall Street, is heavily invested in vaccines. In the U.S., the companies do not have to prove efficacy to get FDA approval, and is moving on every front to have their product mandated. You know, mandated.
Obligated.
Mandated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaccine,
you have to get it. To suggest that one of the main vaccines for children might be destroying them mentally, physiologically was a problem. Yet the study showed severe digestive system damage, mitochondrial dysfunction. That's your energy. That's how your energy is made. That's your little, generator as well. Mitochondrial dysfunction has been confirmed by other studies, but taking down Wakefield in a big way became a means of discrediting anyone questioning vaccines. Wakefield was cast as a fraud, and so all those voicing concerns were dismissed by reference to him. This Alan Golden documentary gives background which can allow people to judge the credibility of Murdoch's reporter for themselves. And I put it there. And then I got a, what do you call him? Joe, what do you call that? Meme. Leonard Horowitz made this one. At least it was in his thing. Wanted Rupert Murdoch for genocide. I say the whole Murdoch family should be publicly hung for what they're doing. Genocide, folks. Damaging kids and then killing also. An overview of Murdoch's connections to the pharmaceutical industry, international bankers cannot answer that question, but at a minimum suggests serious problems with vaccines with the greatest wealth power in the world promoting them nevertheless. Now, medicalveritas.org is credited with this piece. That's Leonard. Lloyd Pfeffer is the chairman with the media mogul Rupert Murdoch and the David Rockefeller-founded partnership for New York City, chartered by the Royal Family of England. See, they're all shit. Mm-hmm. From the Queen, what do you call those people?
Inbreds.
What do you call those? Groom of the stool, where they wipe the Queen's ass? They still do that. Someone wipes the Queen's ass, and she shits on a golden toilet. These people are sickos. This group is currently advancing a world-leading biotechnology trust heavily invested in Geotune Pharmaceuticals and flu vaccine genetic engineering. They're screwing with the DNA, folks. Genetically modifying stuff, and it's genetically modifying kids. We did a broadcast a couple weeks ago, right, about making kids effeminate. Because it's putting two X chromosomes in these vaccines from a female aborted babies.
How vaccines are making you more...
more feminized.
Yeah.
Members of this group, along with piece of shit, I put that in, George Soros, directed assets virtually monopolized the genetics industry during the 1990s, culminating in the corporate privatization of the Human Genome Project. Involvement of these economic leaders in the vaccine industry is most revealing and even shocking as the following facts evidence. The Baxter Corporation, indicted for spreading HIV-contaminated blood during the 1970s through the 80s, a cheap lethal heparin substitute and H1N1-contaminated seasonal flus in early 2009, was directed by Mr. Tommy White, Soros's appointee to lead the privately owned Apalera company following their obvious heist of the Human Genome Project. And it goes on. Rubrock's mother, Elizabeth, the dame commander. What dame? They give these names to these piece of shit people. Dame commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire. She's a piece of shit. Your mother's a whore to the pharmaceuticals. How's that? Murdoch's Children's Research Hospital. They're going to kill us, Joe. They're going to kill us. I hope they're good shots, and I hope you're ready for a fight when you knock on my door. Furthermore, Rupert Murdoch's son oversees GlaxoSmithKline, another major H1N1 vaccine maker regarding efficacy and, more importantly, safety. The CL Merck H1N1 vaccine tested in Murdoch family-directed facilities was simply assumed to be both safe and effective according to its package insert. Go on and on and on. Listen to these people, what they're involved in. And these are the people attacking us. You don't think we're going to stand up and attack you back? Huh? You piece of shit? Yeah, you have the media, but we have God. The heavens declare your glory. Heavens declare the glory of God. You can't hide from him. You people are going down. Now, I will say, Murdoch family, repent, accept the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, be saved, repent, turn, that means turn from your ways, dump your companies. In fact, you probably die anyways because your crimes are so bad. When you tried, you'll be forgiven by God but killed by man. Now, deadly vaccinations by Leonard Horowitz, okay? I'm not going to go into it, but he gets it. It's a really good thing he did. Another article, Big Media and Big Pharma, an unholy alliance. Okay? It gets into the Murdoch family again. And Gates, you know, they're all piece of shit. And then I had the letter to the Business Insider that came out while we were traveling. I wrote him. And he goes, do you know this? What's happened? Do you know this and that? They've been arrested. Da, da, da. And I said, of course I know, Tom. Not only those two countries, but 135 countries, more every year, will learn to practice self-care. And we're doing it all over, not just Uganda and Ghana. Fake news companies like yours, New York Post, who owns it, Fox, who owns it, CNN, CBC, ABC, BBC, and The Garden are all going to be exposed soon as suppressing this information, which is a crime against humanity, which will be tried in an international tribunal for the world to see, as the former Pope experienced, and the Queen of Belgium, to which both resigned, and more coming. Included in this indictment will be the FDA, CDC, EPA, as well as the DOJ, and politicians that have passed and enforced evil judgments upon innocent people. You think I'm joking? I'm already talking to them. The pharmaceutical companies, they've been poisoning the people of this world for 100 plus years, are being taken apart by the truth. Case in point, Bayer and the evil company Monsanto. Merck will be next. They're all being judged by the Lord. We do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. And I got my rebuttal also in the newsletter. And then I got into some other articles and showed you when they arrested the guys. I really want you to look at it, okay? What they said, and you go through it. Any one of them people said, they're doing it. They faked it. They faked it, Joe. That whole thing in Uganda.
Yeah.
And so I put 3 or 4 articles. I want you guys to read what they're saying about us. All in one page. It's like 57 pages.
Yeah, they did quite a few articles of all the same stuff. Even in Spanish it came out.
Yeah, oh yeah. In South Africa, Indonesia. Good. Keep going. More people are going, wait a minute. Why are they attacking those people? And then the global intelligence files was put out by WikiLeaks and a really good article that I put up about chlorine dioxide. So you can end with that and tune in next week. But right now, we're going to put in Leonard Horowitz and let you listen to this smart guy. Okay, here I am with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, not an old friend, but I feel like the kindred spirit we have. We've known each other for a while, but just recently we've come in contact with Leonard and even came to our rescue in one rebuttal we did by mentioning that he knew about what we're doing and said it's scientifically correct. So without any further ado, Leonard, I just want to say I really appreciate you, bro. You're one of my heroes, and I don't have a lot of heroes.
Thanks.
And but as far as standing up for truth when no one else was, I see you with the H1N1 debate, with the HIV debate, in Gallo's face when you were younger, the guy that designed, developed, and executed the HIV so-called virus. I want to talk a little bit about that. And you know what our battles are. But kind of tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now. Maybe you got some books, because I've enjoyed reading a lot of your books and listening to a lot of the YouTube things. Kind of give yourself a self-made introduction, if you would.
Sure, Mark. Thanks for calling me and enjoying this time with you. What I'm doing right now is I'm learning law. I'm actually, for the first time in about 7 years, starting to appreciate the whole field. And I'm looking at it from, if we're ever going to have God's grace and blessings on planet Earth, we need to bring Creator's law and implement it in over man's law. And so learning man's law and learning the corruption and the dysfunction and the degeneration that has occurred and who is responsible for it has been what the Creator has really, I guess, blessed me. Even though I go kicking and screaming sometimes, I don't want to accept the assignments. But essentially what I've been doing in Hawaii with Sherry Kane, we've been forced because our magnificent estate, we had a 27-acre estate in Hawaii that was blessed, was given to us, really directed by the Creator and angels to us, to have to deal with America's number one drug trafficking mob that stole our property by forgeries, forged mortgage and notes, and then paid off the courts, the judges, the corrupt judges. Right now, there is basically largely a mainstream media news blackout on what's happening in Hawaii that is outrageous. It's an epic explosion of organized crime, public corruption that is actually coming to the forefront right now. The big news locally only is that the chief of police and the attorney general of the state, and you have to remember that the Trump administration was shut down. Trump was shut down in the border security issue in Hawaii by a local judge here and the attorney general's office here. And now, currently, that is exploding in terms of the corruption being made known to the public, but only locally. It's not making headline news internationally or internationally, but it has all of the most important ramifications of drug trafficking, human sex trafficking, slavery, and we're in the middle of it. I am absolutely in the middle of it. I have already called the Supreme Court of Hawaii Chief Justice for complicity in organized crime. I filed, he had to recuse himself because of the implications and his associations with Bradley Tam, who, after losing his license or being suspended in the state of California for embezzling his client's money, for being drugged out, being an alcoholic, being mentally compromised and ill, he was suspended in California and now made to be the Office of Disciplinary Counsel Director, the chief officer overseeing all of the lawyers and the corruption that's ongoing. He is the guy. So I've got two bones to pick with him. He was the one when I had to declare bankruptcy as my last resort to save our property, which failed because this guy, Bradley Tam, actually gave away our property in violation of his laws and rules with the U.S. trustee, Howard Tam, to this drug trafficker. The drug trafficker's name is Paul J. Sulla Jr. Paul J. Sulla Jr.'s son 2 weeks ago was found to be a pedophile, engaged in kiddie porn online, was indicted by a grand jury. The father, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The father is America's leading drug trafficker. And you talk about mission of God. It is called the God molecule that he's selling, that he's producing illegally in Hawaii. It's called ayahuasca on the street. It's a billion-dollar industry. The guy who stole our property is the kingpin of the entire operation. And we've got him on numerous counts of felony forgery for first degree theft, all sorts of falsifications of notaries, of partners, of shell entities that he uses to conceal his own identity and his own interests. And so we're engaged in learning man's law so that we could bring God's law to the most corrupt abuse of the judicial system. You know, Trump is having to deal with the issues in Washington and the corruption within the Department of Justice. Well, it extends most importantly to the state of Hawaii because of its premier military position, its strategic military location, mid-Pacific. Go back in history. All of the drugs came across the ocean. Most of the opium. Today we have a crisis in America. That crisis existed. It caused the opium wars. It all came from Afghanistan and India through the British organization that was, I'm sure you remember, the British East India Corporation ran the maritime operations. All of the trading internationally was monopolized by British East India Corporation. They ran the drug trafficking. They ran the opium from Afghanistan to China, causing horrible problems in China. And Hawaii was the stopover, the route whereby all of the drugs coming to America stopped off in Hawaii. In fact, we did a whole study. It's up on medicalveritas.org of the king, manslaughter of King Kalakaua, the last reigning monarch here in Hawaii, that he was actually engaged at that moment that he was killed from five different drug intoxications. He was killed under the direction of the U.S. Surgeon General of the United States Navy, John Woods. And that is a whole saga. He was engaged in going into competition in the opium trade against the Boston Brahmin. Now, if you study America's history, from England, the money poured in to take over America, the whole Manifest Destiny movement from the East Coast to the West, with all the gold of California beckoning us and our ancestors, all of that was financed along with the railroads by the Boston Brahmin taking the money from the British Bank of England, London Bank, the British East India Corporation, the Royal Family of England. So you go back in history and see who was making the money via maritime trade and opium trade and drugs. We're now dealing with the ancestors who have now the successors in interest control Hawaii.
Yeah.
Totally
now,
control.
We're
literally in the middle of litigating and exposing that huge beast in not only the alternative media, but we're trying to bring the mainstream media to bear, which you know is virtually impossible. And we're doing it anyway because we're publishing on War on We the People. We have judicialcorruptionnews.com. We have articles on judicialcorruptionnews.com. Sherry, my partner, who's an outstanding investigative journalist, and has, you know, guts of steel, goes right up against the pedophiles, her one of her websites, Pizzagate. She's one of the premier Pizzagate in the child sex trafficking network. She's the opponent to that, one of the leading in the nation. So Sherry is also on Facebook, has about 1,500 people, and report judicial corruption in Hawaii, the Facebook organization. So that is very active right now here where I am locally, and our court filings have been implemented in defense against what is one of the world's gravest issues, along with 5G now. You're familiar with 5G.
Yeah, we covered that.
With the control of data, the data banking, the Google manipulations, and the surveillance of the public, all of the intelligence. The main intelligence is happening in Hawaii. That's why Edward Snowden released the to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange from the Booz Allen Hamilton Intelligence Agency, that's virtually the sister agency for Quantico and the CIA in Virginia. That the sister agency is here locally, where I'm speaking to you now, in Honolulu, Booz Allen Hamilton. And what they do is what their next goal, one of their main goals, is to have on Mauna Kea, which is the highest mountain on Earth, a supposed telescope. They call it the 30-meter telescope, but what people don't realize, and they lied to the people, it has total military applications and implications for control of not simply intelligence from space, but control over humanity with weaponizing the laser type of technologies, satellite integrated laser weaponry, by which a 3-foot tall child could be targeted anywhere on planet Earth 24/7, 365, day or night. They could zap a child with a laser beam or any target the size of 3 feet from the top of Mauna Kea. So we reproduced the film called Spacegate, The Militarization of Sacred Mauna Kea. It did not do well. I won several awards for a film that Sherry and I did called Unvaxxed, a docu-commentary for Robert De Niro. We won 5 international awards for that. But our Spacegate expose hasn't received any awards, and it hasn't really received a lot of public attention. It's a shame, because that's where this planet, if we don't stand up and bring creator's righteousness, creator's law over man's law, then we're basically engaged in now the complete decimation of civilization with the advance of these AI, these artificial intelligence, transhumans, robots, all sorts of integration of the data manipulation, overtaking God's creation of we the people, mankind.
Let me say something.
That's
okay.
What I'm doing.
No, and that's a good overview, because he said some stuff that's really pertinent to what we need to know right now. We know the DOJ is corrupt. Mm-hmm. It's corrupt as hell. It might even be a piece of hell. We saw what happened with one of our guys, Daniel. They railroaded him and threw him in jail for making MMS available through a health story he had. Anyways, he did 4 years. We interviewed him last year. Good guy.
He's
railroaded
a good guy.
Him. Yeah.
I know
really.
I know Daniel really well. He's a very sweet, sweet guy. He had all good intentions.
Yeah.
You know,
help people. So let me ask you this. Here we are in this world, and you know, I'm optimistic. Joe's optimistic. We're reaching, I think, people that are seeking only. Mm-hmm. I don't think we might be opening a few eyes, but we're really going after the people that have their eyes open already, and they're like, something's wrong, and they're guided
to
us.
Come to us.
And that's where God comes in. I'm writing a book right now called The Government of God. And basically what you said is basically what we're talking about. We need to get back to what this is what it's going to be like.
The creator
in the
wanted
end.
It. Yeah.
It's God's going to put it back the way he wants it. Anyways, so those that are trying to implement and obey and lift up those laws, I believe God's going to help us, and he is. So you're dealing with your thing there in Hawaii, and you know, I know about it. We're praying for you, man, and I hope we can get some people to come alongside and try to help you. Also, we're dealing with health. You know us. We're getting attacked everywhere by the Guardian, which I know it's not your friends either. Yeah. We know who owns these newspapers. And that's what I really want to talk about a little bit. We got the Murdoch family, you know, that own so many publications now that are attacking us or influential in them. And they sit on the boards of Merck, GlaxoSmithKline. They're instrumental in vaccine policy in Australia, in England. I mean, it's sick what these people have the ability to promote. And they're attacking us now because we cure malaria 100% of the time and other things. But we'll just talk about malaria for a minute. They put five or four of our guys in Uganda in jail. They're out now. And they're testing what they had. Good. Test it all you want. When you find out chlorine dioxide, when it's tested, it's used everywhere, bro. The governments are going to say, wait a minute, we use that in our hospital. Wait a minute, we use that in purification. Wait a minute, we use that sterilizing food and vegetable. And they're going to say, wait a minute, and it's all around us. Of course it can't hurt you. And we're just purifying water with it and giving it to people, and it cures their malaria. Wow. It's all physics, but it's a spectacular thing, you know. So we're dealing with that. I want to talk about this media against us, bro. It's incredible. You have been attacked by the Guardian from a few times. What were the topics they were attacking you on?
Well, the Ebola crisis. We call it Ebola Gate. You can go on to waronwethepeople.com, and there's a whole section under media. That is the Ebola Gate series of articles where I had to deal with the Guardian personally and basically expose them along with the people that you're talking about, you know, Murdoch et al. I think bringing it home right now, what I'm challenging the Fox News Network this week, actually, we have another newsletter coming out from our organization that challenges the Fox News Network for not saying anything about the vaccination issue. That is the number one genocidal weapon is vaccines, intoxicating humanity with the poisons. And just like you say, I'd like to speak at some point about the biophysics of the MMS, you know, the chlorine dioxide. What is it that's causing this amazing transformation in people's health and protection and immunity? I'd like to be able to address that a little bit, but I think it's appalling that, for example, you have the left wing, you know, CNN and MSNBC under Bill Gates, who's like you said earlier before we went online, you know, the whole Vanguard group, the BlackRock group, the Blackstone group. You've got the multinational banksters that are in the private equity investment realm controlling everything. And they are totally engaged in conducting genocide, which is not an inflammatory term. You have to simply look at the definition of genocide. It's defined, or it used to be defined before they changed the dictionary definitions and got the World Health Organization to expand it a little bit. But it's simply defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. Mm-hmm. And the ideology is criminally insane. Mm-hmm. These people who are engaged in profiteering off of humanity's suffering are criminal psychopaths.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Bill Gates, for instance, that can justify poisoning people with vaccinations and being the world's leading distributor of poisonous vaccines. And this is this is the bone I'm picking right now with not so much Kennedy, Joseph Kennedy Jr. I'm talking about Del Bigtree, who the media and all of the independent media included, and all of the anti-vaccination movement has made Del Bigtree a hero. Well, gee whiz, I've been saying the same stuff for 20 some odd years.
And I can attest to that. I read it back then.
No, we just saw the same thing too. Yeah. Del Bigtree said
in
that.
Let me just pause for a second. And in that movie that they did, they talk about giving it to kids, wait till they're two. Well, wait a minute. It's poison. Don't give it ever. So when I saw that, yeah.
See, so what we're witnessing, and it goes to the heart of your question, what the hell is going on with the media? And I can tell you as an expert, I have a Harvard degree in behavioral science, media, health education, health promotion, persuasion, technologies. That's my Harvard degree, postdoctoral, MPH. So I'm telling you what they've created with the Del Bigtrees of the world is what's called controlled opposition. You just pointed it out. Their whole movie is to say, oh, well, vaccines are great. We just need to make sure that they're safer. Hogwash. Hogwash.
Exactly.
It's a con job. The reality is that the fact that the vaccines are poisoning people, it's not just about autism. That's one disease. Look at the cancers. Look at Dr. Robert Gallo. Look at the whole background
of
the hepatitis
B
vaccines that caused AIDS, that caused the cancer complexes that we're witnessing, that now is targeting one of every two of us in our lifetimes. The authorities are saying that we're going to come down with some form of cancer. Well, give it to the vaccines as the primary responsible, and give it to the Blackstone Group and Bill Gates and Ted Turner, who runs the CNN mainstream media conglomerate that outputs this propaganda simply to conduct genocide.
And then on the other side, you got the so-called good cop, Fox, because they got some Christians on there. And I don't want to get into the Catholicism of it all, but I just want to say they are pushing vaccines. They had a girl on there.
That's right.
A doctor. She's like, yes, get your vaccines. It's ridiculous. You're going to hurt your children. Your children should be taken away. And she was a punk, young little girl.
What gross, genocidal, deadly hypocrisy is coming out of Fox News. And I watch Fox News preferably. I can't stand CNN. I can't stand MSNBC. I can't stand what the demons have done to the Democratic Party and the Democratic agenda. I used to be a Democrat. Then I became a conservative. Then I became a libertarian. Now I don't like any of it because I see how it's all corrupted.
Bro, right wing, left wing, same bird, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's exactly what we got. So you got Fox as I call it Fox Pharmacy.
Yeah.
And basically, they're Murdoch's best friend because he owns them, right?
He owns the network.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Disney just linked in with them. Sky News, they're attacking us in South Africa, in Indonesia, in China, in Ghana. Now, in Ghana, they just GlaxoSmithKline, right?
Yeah.
GSK. They, when Murdoch sits on the board, an advisor, they got 350,000 kids, babies, that you're injected in Ghana right now, and it's got hepatitis B in it.
The new malaria
vaccine. It's for malaria.
Yeah.
And we cure it.
That happened right after we got thrown off of YouTube for the malaria cure.
They told us
over to Africa.
How we got thrown off of YouTube, the Business Insider called them and said, get these guys off. They're doing this to children, and we got a vaccine. Boom, get them out of the way.
He owns so many shares in Google and YouTube and all that. So
That's why I wanted someone else to say what we're saying, bro. I'm just confirming to our listeners that we know we've been in this fight. I've been in this fight for 40 years and on radio, and it was more of a spiritual fight back then. I had ex-Jesuit priest on my radio that used to kill people, okay? Got out of it, and you talk about controversial. But then I went into the health field as a missionary, working with doctors, surgeons for 20 years, and we got all these diseases, and I want to transition into something that he just mentioned, because this is so important, is the chlorine dioxide. This is why they're coming after us, bro, because we can save the planet. I'm talking about the water. I'm talking about the fungus, the cancer, the whole body not being diseased anymore by these toxins.
Waters.
Yeah, the food, everything can be changed. You know what we just found out a year and a half ago? Stephanie Seneth, an MIT professor, basically believes everything's being caused by glyphosate. She says what's really cool is chlorine dioxide goes in there and breaks up that amino acid into three usable parts that the body can use. So it's dissolving the glyphosate.
It's like dissolving the toxins that hold the chain together, and then these become the natural parts go back and the body uses them.
And the body uses them. And she's...
You know, I have so much to share with you and your audience regarding the biophysics of that miracle.
Talk a little bit. Talk about it.
You know, chlorine dioxide, how the miracle of that works. I've been so engaged in that because I'm involved in oxygen with oxysilver. Oxysilver, which the resonant energy frequency of 528, which in my opinion, based on all the evidence, is the key of the house of David. It opens doors that no man can open, closes doors that no man can close. These are spiritual portals to allow the Holy Spirit that does all the healing into the body. And we're breathing it in the oxygen. So with chlorine dioxide, the oxygen is carrying the electrons. I call them the electrons of love. And love is the universal healer. And think about this. What the hell are we doing injecting people with poisons when we have the most wonderful, inexpensive, powerful public health measure available readily, and that's what your ministry is about?
Yeah, that's why when you came to our aid, basically, just confirming what we're seeing, and we're not just talking shit. You know, I tell people, we're seeing every week, I got a letter right in front of me, 10 more every week, from around the world, from cancers to lupus to multiple sclerosis to autism to whatever you want to name, lupus, because it's the toxicity in the getting in the body that's causing disruption and causing disease state of the body. And you, by you confirming what you're dealing with, and just so people know what we're talking about, it's just this. I love the idea of the 528 hertz frequency of structuring water, and that's making MMS with that structured water.
Oh, yeah.
With that frequency.
That's the future of medicine.
I think it's so cool.
That's the future of healthcare. You know, God willing, we'll see 1,000 years of world peace with the Messianic Age. We're going to be using that same technology because it's the most clear and wonderful and powerful way that we can protect our Holy Spirit-filled temples against all of the infectious diseases and all of the garbage that these criminal psychopaths have thrown at us through the poisons.
Yeah. Believers that have the Holy Spirit of God should have their eyes open. Yeah. And they're running to the doctors. Why? Because they're programmed in school to go there. These are the experts. Go to the best. Mm-hmm. They love you. They don't want to kill you. And they're like,
so corrupt. It's such a hypocrisy, you know. Gee whiz, you know, if Jesus were here today, right, in the flesh, he would take a whip out and he'd beat the hell out of Rupert Murdoch.
Oh,
he'd beat the hell out of Bill Ben Gates. Turner. He
Soros.
Absolutely.
And Gates.
Absolutely.
The Rothschilds.
And the Rockefellers. Yeah.
The hypocrisy is disgusting. And, you know, Paul had also stated the challenge that we have, that you have, that I have as health educators, as ministers of the gospel, the great news, which is how we can heal ourselves miraculously and powerfully and easily and inexpensively, safely. All of that is great news. Well, Paul said it. He says, I wish that I could get this information to you, but you're so out of it. You're so dumbed down. Then I got to give you milk. I can't even give you milk.
There you go, Hebrews.
You know, you can't even.
Your babies.
And that's the situation that we have today, that we're in today. You know, we have a group of remnant, you know, a minor group in the general population that has ears to hear and eyes to see the facts, the truth, the science, the real science. And that's what I'm just, you know, thrilled to have is the real science.
And that's the audience we're looking for, too.
Because it brings results, observation, and repeatability. That's science. You cause and effect. You're going to see this over and over again. That's what we're seeing. And we're like, hey, clinical studies, we've got worldwide.
And that's what we're seeing worldwide with them also. Their clinical studies are showing that there's more they vaccinate, the more diseases that are coming out. You just follow what's been going on, what they've been doing.
Yeah,
that's right. And you know, a large part of my work in celebrating the modern gospel, the great news to free us, is simply look at nature. Look at how nature cleans itself. Well, gee whiz, there's oxygen again.
Yeah.
And what is it on oxygen that's creating all of this cleansing constantly? It's the electrons of love, and they're vibrating. All the electrons that are floating around the oxygen, they're all vibrating. Well, what frequency? Musical mathematics. What frequency? Biophysics. This is the physics of healing and creation and sustainability. We breathe the breath of life. Well, what frequency are we breathing when we breathe oxygen? It's 528. Well, how do we know that? Duh. What color is chlorophyll? What color is the chlorophyll molecule? It's greenish yellow. Okay. What frequency is that? That's 528 nanometers. When bees buzz making honey in the honeycombs in their homes, what sound do they make? 528 hertz. Mm-hmm. Sound. Frequency.
Chlorine dioxide.
This is greenish yellow.
Greenish yellow gas.
This is greenish yellow gas.
That's what I'm saying to you. It's all you have to do is
physics.
Look at nature.
Here you
know,
go.
I wrote something the other day about Da Vinci. One of Da Vinci's not so famous drawings, and I actually in my book, Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. I did a book several years ago called Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. But besides the famous drawing of Da Vinci where he's got the universal man, he's got four arms, four legs, and a head. That's nine projections in a square and a circle. I decrypted all of that. That's the famous Vitruvian man drawing. That's the image, the icon of holistic medicine, natural medicine. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about a little known Da Vinci drawing called Old Man Water. Old Man Water, where the Levitical priest places his staff down to study the water and the resonant energy frequency that's coming off of the water. Now, what's at the heart of the water molecule? You're dealing with it. It's oxygen. H2O, the oxygen. So what is it at the heart? And I'm saying that the heart of the rainbow is 528. That's the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That's the heart of sunshine. So as above, so below. If it's true for the heart of the sun, true for the heart of the rainbow, it's true for your heart, my heart, the creator's heart. And now you're dealing with the musical mathematical matrix of divine design.
Bro, you know this.
Design.
You're into music and you know this. But the fact that, you know, when you have a Bible story where Saul's going mad and David starts playing, he quiets down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Huh? And what frequency does David use to tune his harp to? Think about it. It's like right here. And this is where I was in Israel about almost a year ago. And I was there to bring a message. We went to the city of David in Jerusalem. We went to the Orthodox community. And we said, okay, you guys are the most experienced and Orthodox in the Jewish religion. Here we are in the city of David where you walk in and it's got King David's harp right at the entrance, the huge harp. I said, what is the key? You tell us, you're supposedly studied Orthodox Jewish community worldwide. Tell us what is the key of the house of David. That Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8, the Old and New Testament, same prophecy. That in the end times, that the sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love, mm-hmm. comes to herald the key of the house of David that opens doors that no man can open, closes doors that no man can close. Obviously, there's spiritual portals that are being opened and closed. And what is the key resonant energy frequency that causes that miraculous manifestation to literally move us into the messianic age of love? I'm saying that it's 528. And I'm asking, and actually wonderfully a blessed challenge to the Orthodox Jewish community internationally. And fundamentally, that means I'm challenging the entire world's religions, because all monotheism comes out of the Mosaic law, the simple Ten mm-hmm. Commandments law.
Yeah.
And so now, if what you say is true, and I know it's true, I know because we have a group in Israel, if they're called Ahava 528, that's Love 528. Mm-hmm. And they go where people are angry and anxious and fighting and feuding in the cafes, and they take 528 tuning forks and they strike them and they go around. Instantly, people stop battling each other. They go into literally, and there's online, you could see the videos that they did. They took 85 people in the Jerusalem swimming pool, the main community swimming pool. They put 85 people in there and started to play 528 frequency music into and sound tone key of the house of David into resonating the water. And all 85 had miraculous healing. So that's what it is that you're administering.
That's cool. There you
go. When you're administering, you know, the chlorine dioxide, the oxygen is donating mm-hmm. a yellow, greenish yellow vibrating 528 electron into the human body to miraculously manifest healing.
Yeah, I love it. That's a good one. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a good one. I like
and
that.
And it's all energy.
That's a good explanation.
It's all
in my newsletter this week, I challenge any chemist, microbiologist, any doctor, scientist to an open debate of the efficacy of chlorine dioxide
and
among humans and animals. Okay? And safety. Thank you, Joe. So, because we have all the facts on our side. I don't even have to be an expert, yet I think on what we do, we're made as experts, but I would do that live for the world to see. They won't do that, bro. They won't do that with you either.
Yeah, well, you know, brother, it comes down to this most important question. Everybody's got to look at the question and answer this question for themselves. Question is, are you a spiritual being before you're a physical being? Simple yeah. question. And what is spirit but energy? And what yeah. is energy? Electrons. Mm-hmm. And what's the principal characteristic of the electron? It vibrates. Oh, it vibrates at certain frequencies according to nature, according to God's law, God's will, God's way. The heart of sunshine is no mistake. It's 528. There are exactly 5,280 feet in a measured mile. That's no accident.
528.
See, you understand that what we're asking people to come to realize is what Jesus's message was all about. You are love. You are the miracle workers. You have that Holy Spirit within you that a little grain of faith, as little as a mustard seed, you can move mountains because you're a superhuman of God's child. That's what that's what the ministry is about. Your ministry, my ministry, all ministries have to come to answer that fundamental question. Yeah. Because if you're a spiritual being first, and obviously you are, we have the science that proves the acupuncture meridians exist. We have the science that shows the genetics and the electrogenetics and the sound and light that's called the phonons and photons. Phonons of sound, photons of light is what the DNA uses to literally every nano instant remanifest us.
Yeah.
Remanifest us in the blueprint of divine design.
Hey, I
we
just remember.
Divinely designed.
Amen. Listen, I just read. You got to tell you this. You got to check this out. I don't want to cut you off, but it's right. I wanted to give this in case you don't know it because I just read it yesterday. They've got down to the exact instant when the sperm hits the egg. There's a spark. There's a spark. They recorded it.
That's
what
right.
Would that be crazy if that spark was a yellowish, greenish tint and the frequency was 528?
I guarantee you it's a 528 love signal.
I love it. Check that out.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And so that's the inspiration. Think about the words. Respiration. You're dealing with oxygen.
Yep.
Chlorine dioxide. You're dealing with respiration, the word itself. Answers the question, are you a spiritual being first before you become a physical being? Mm-hmm. And if you are that way, why would you poison the physical when you need to boost and fuel the spiritual?
There you go.
And so there's your medicine. There's your real medicine. And when you now resonate 528 from the oxygen, respiration has the word in it. Re-spiritualization. You bring in that Holy Spirit of love. That is the universal healer.
What's the word spirit? What's the word spirit in Greek? You know it. Pneumo.
Right?
Pneumo. Pneumo. Air. Breath.
Pneumo,
breath.
Air.
Yeah.
Air. Breath. Exactly. It's what we're witnessing now, our revelation. All of what we're talking about here today
there you go.
Is revelation. It's revelation for salvation and divine communion. How do we commune in faithful, loving prayer optimally? We resonate our hearts open with love for the creator and the creation. It's all about love.
Yeah.
And that was Jesus' message.
It's all about the atom, right? Paul said, the things we see are made from things unseen. Everything you see, this table is made of the same atoms as my computer and my flesh, just in different molecular structures. So everything you're saying is God set this up, and
that's
we're just
right.
observing it. We're
that's
just observing
right.
it.
That's right. And that's what we have to go back to. Instead of fueling these hideously damaging, diseasing industries, we simply have to honor what is right in front of our eyes, the
there
common
you go.
Sense. Of how does nature heal? How does
yes.
nature sustain itself? How do we, as superhuman spirit-filled beings, how do we sustain ourselves in nature? It's a simple question.
There you go.
And the answers are not complex. You don't have
not
to
at
go
all.
into NASA science to figure
no.
this all out.
It's this is
right
the four. You read this. This is the 4 points in my book that we talk about self-care sacramental protocols. First, detox the body from accumulated toxins with chlorine dioxide, our sacraments. Two, stop the toxins from coming into the body.
Order.
I have a chapter, excuse me, the pie hole to the butthole. Stop things from coming in the pie hole. Third, recovering the body's built-in immune system that God set up. Fourthly, remove toxic relationships spiritually, physically, family, friends, da 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 da. Those are the 4 points we follow, bro. All natural. You're
yeah.
right? It's toxicity.
It's very simple. It's very, very similar to what I've been preaching to.
You know.
I did a book. I've got three national bestsellers in the United States.
Tell us what they are and where people can get them.
Well, thanks. First one is Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. That's the one where, you know, I basically did the research for 3 years to challenge Dr. Robert Gallo at the International AIDS Conference, where you see that on video. That's outstanding for any researcher, for anyone who's seriously interested in cancer and the origins of cancer and contaminated vaccinations. It's a must-reading book. The second bestseller was called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, I very much share your philosophy and your recommendations, your protocol. You know, I go through a 5-step beginning with detoxification.
Sure. It's
and
logic.
I deal with oxygenation. I do deal with the bioenergetics of what we're talking about and ultimately getting engaged in the prayer aspects. Because we now, with whole course that I have called Frequency Rehab. It's online, frequencyrehab.com, where we can actually understand this whole concept of how simple restoration can be made if we energize ourselves according to love, 528. So we deal with that, in the whole concept of prayer coming from the heart, and the heart of everything resonates in love, 528. So it's, that's the divine communion, and that's the healing. So that's the book that I deal with for that. And then the book that is creating a transformation globally in music industry primarily and in natural healing is called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Those are my three bestsellers. I have about 20 some odd books. Those are my three bestsellers, most successful. And
where would they go to get those? Where would they go to get those?
Well, I guess that some of them are available on CureShop, CureShop.com, CureShop.com, HealthyWorldStore.com. My recommended health products and books, all of the techniques, the technologies, the equipment. There's a whole series of new equipment that I've produced for the Frequency Rehab program that simplifies caregiving. It brings it down to what we're talking about. You know, you don't need a lot of money. You don't need pills to manifest miraculous healing and sustaining our families and friends in our homes. So that's what
this body,
concept of Frequency Rehab is.
This body is complex, so we don't have to be. We just need to give it what it was designed to operate with. And it's going to be clean, natural, real food, rejecting the poisons. And the spiritual aspect is Paul's, Third John says, I would that you be in comfort and peace, even as thy soul prospereth. He wants them in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Listen, Len. We're going to go because we're reaching our hour now. We're going to have you back probably in 2 weeks because I really want to get into the Ebola and the HIV and the malaria. We'll talk about disease that whole broadcast. But next week I'm talking about why we're getting hit so hard and what the media is doing to us. So this is perfect. This interview will fit right in next week, next Sunday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll call you back, bro, okay?
Okay, and, love you guys.
God bless you. Tell Sherry hello. Keep going.
Right.
And we'll catch up in a week or so.
Take care.
Okay, love you. God bless.
Okay, you too, man.
Bye.
Now, after hearing him, okay, the guy's reputable, folks. Harvard graduate. And he studied stuff that they're using against us now. You know, get the media to believe control the masses. Yeah, psychological warfare, all those things. So tune in next week, folks, to what we're going to cover next week about the malaria vaccine and what's in it. Tune in. Send this to your friends. Get the newsletter, if you haven't yet, to keep up with what you're doing. God bless you, Joe. Do you want to sign off for everything? I think we covered most everything, right?
Yeah, in the newsletter and in the description, there's all the links you need for signing up, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all there.
God bless you, folks. It's a health revolution, and we're fighting.
God bless everyone.
We got MMS. We got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS, we got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering,
you need to suffer.
Build you back up, make you tough again. Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.